On University at Albany Week, communication is always key. I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the Association of American Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Tolga Sayada, associate professor in the Department of Electrical and Computer Engineering, discusses how to better communication for those who can't speak or type.
Electroencephalography, or EEG systems, capture brain signals from a person's scalp through a device that is worn on their head. These signals are related to the brain activity during when a person is thinking or performing an actual physical activity. A brain-computer interface, or BCI, is a system that processes these signals using a computer, which can allow a patient to communicate with the outside world through just thinking. A BCI speller is a machine that lets a patient spell words one character at a time using a screen and an EEG hat. The patient is not required to type or speak while using this system. So, a BCI speller can be used as a communication device for a patient who lost their motor skills, for example, after a stroke. While useful, BCI spellers suffer from speed and accuracy issues. The speed at which a person can type using a BCI speller is generally only a few words per minute. Additionally, because of the high noise content of the EEG signals, the accuracy at which the computer identifies the characters is typically only 70%. This makes BCI spellers impractical for many patients and causes frustration when the computer identifies the letters wrong. Most of the existing BCI speller algorithms were developed when the computational power was not so abundant a decade ago, or even earlier. However, by using today's graphics processing units, a system can incorporate a near supercomputer power. In my research, I leveraged this very fact to build a completely new type of BCI speller that is far more accurate and can reach near real-time speeds using a new generation of algorithms and hardware. My research can help patients with certain biological diseases by understanding their operational pathways on the brain and formulating BCI-based cures for them.
That was Tolga Sayada of the University at Albany. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC&U, Advancing Liberal Learning and Research for the Public Good.